At the bottom of Hayyamid Aleph, the Gemara is discussing the Machlekes of Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan still, which avoiders from the Me'am Miluim were Ma'akev. And Rabbi Yechanan said, only those avoiders that are Ma'akev Lidoreis. And Rabbi Yechanan says, all the avoiders are Ma'akev, and therefore even Prisha. And only the avoid and Chanina says only the avoiders that are ma'akev l'doros. So our Gemara concluded on Gimel Amud Beis that Rabbi Yechanan holds that all of the avoiders v'emru are ma'akev, even if they're not ma'akev l'doros. The Gemara explains, so that will mean that smicha and tenufa and the prisha, which are not ma'akev l'dareis, were nevertheless ma'akev during the Me'am Miluim. So now Gemara says another nafkamina. Ravina says Rivui Shiva Mashicha. Rivui Shiva Mashicha Shiva. That the Kohen Gadol would wear all the eight begadim for the entire 7 days of the Yemei Miluim. In other words, we're assuming that Lasid Lavai, when we build the third base of Mikdash, the Kohen Gadol is going to have 7 days of being Mechanechim. And during those 7 days, he's going to have to wear the eight clothes of the Kohenim, of the Kohen Gadol. And we're assuming now that if he doesn't do that, so that will not be Ma'akev. And Mashicha, he has the oil of the Shemen Amshicha that he has every single day, also not Ma'akev. So that would be a nafkamina as to whether it was Ma'akev in Miluim. That'll be a nafkamina. Will it be Ma'akev during Bayis Shlishi? That's Ika Vinayu. Was it Ma'akev during the Miluim? It's not Me'akev L'dareis, right? If a Kohen Gadol doesn't have the Riva Begodim for 7 days. It sounds from our Gemara, as long as it's Riva Begodim for Shoachas, for 1 day. But he doesn't need Riva Begodim for 7 days, that will not be Me'akev. However, when we're being Mechanech, the third Beis HaMikdash, Lasid Lavaim, so then it will be Ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Right, so that's the Nakuda over here. Rivui Begadim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Lasid Lavaim, I'm assuming it will be Ma'akev, was Ma'akev in Bluim, but not Ma'akev. You don't need all 7 days to be Ma'akev. How do we know that? So we have the Derashas and the Psukim. We have a Pasuk in Shmois that in the end of the Parsha of Tetzaveh, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo is discussing the Big Day Kahuna, specifically the Yemei HaMiluim, so then Torah says V'chiperak. Torah says Hu Big Day Hakodesh Asher La'aron Yihu Levona V'acharav LeMoshcha Bohem U'Lemali Bohem Es Yodom Shivas Yomim Yilvishem HaKohen Atachna Mibonav. The Kohen will replace Aaron, so he'll have to wear the begotten for 7 days. Asher yovei el Ol Moed l'shoreis b'kodesh, in order to allow him to come to the Ol Moed l'shoreis b'kodesh. However, and then Rashi al-Chumash explains that l'malei is yodim al yedei ha-begodim hu mislavish b'kohuna gedayla. It's the clothes that make the man al yedei the begotten, he becomes a Kohen Gadol. And then in the very end of the Avodah Simikivim Parshas Achrei Mois, so there the Torah says V'chipera Kohen Asher Yimshach Oisoi V'Asher Yamale Yisyodi L'chayin Taches Oviv, that Kohen Gadol who be Mamale Mokim Oviv V'lavash as Big Day Havod Big Day HaKodesh. So it says Asher Yimshach V'Asher Yamale Yisyodi, so that Riboy doesn't just say HaKohen Asher Yit tachas aviv. So that Riboy teaches us that you don't need all seven, that he can become a Kohen Gadol without all seven. So our Gemara seems to say, although Yesh Ladun Bazeh, you shouldn't discuss it, that but Shachti he does need a moment, he does need a day, mostly days that love Davke, different Lashonis in the Sekhtaris Kohenim, then the Shachas would work. Okay, so that is our Sugya. So when the Rambam paskins our Sugya, how are we going to establish a Kohen Gadol Adorais? How did they establish new Kohenim Gedolim in the first base of Middash like Midden by Slishi? So the Rambam has in Hilchos Kohen Migdash Perek Dalin, Umemanin Kohen Gadol, who's Umemanin? So that is the Beis Din Shel Ayin Aleph that the Rambam writes in Tesvav. Ein ma'amidin kohen gadol ela beis din shel ayin aleph. So umemanim, when the beis din gadol appoints, figures out who the next kohen gadol is going to be, who rosh l'kol ha'kohanim, rosh l'kol ha'kohanim. It's a beautiful sugya. There's a lot of different lumdish alternatives in the sugya. There's an asameyach that discusses where kohen gadol is a, like the Lushan, he's a Kohen Gadol, he's a Kohen Hedyet, who's a Rosh L'Kol HaKohenim, or whether he has a separate Amuhus with Ne'atzmai. Does he have special requirements? Maybe special Dinim, maybe he can't marry an Almana. But, or do we say, no, he's not, or do we say, no, he's a different Mahus of Kedusha. There's Yisraelim, Leviim, Kohenim, and a Kohen Gadol. So, and then Umalbishin Oisei Big Day Kuna Gedaila, also a lot of lumdas. Or Yisuf Engel, whether the Bigodim are Mekadesh the Koyen, or they're a requirement for the Hakrava. Umalbishin Oisei Big Day, we'll try to stay sure footed. It's a lot of Bibles and Hives you can get distracted. Try to stay, be Medak and Lashonis, and see what we figure out. Umalbishin Nois will have another chance in that few days to go back and later on discuss these things. Umalbishin Nois a big to Huna Gedoyle Shinem Akoin Agodol Meyochim Ashe Yutzak Ein Shem Shem and Amisha. No, so Marvin Nois a big day Kuhun Marvin Oisa be big day Kuhun Gedoyle Shinem Ashe Yutzak Al Rosh Hashemen Kishem Shem Misrab Ar Gemara Bishem and Amisha Kach Misrab Bibgodim Ketzad Marbin Oisai Bibgodim. How do we do this? How do we elevate the status of the Kohen Gadol Bibgodim? Right? We have to elevate the status of the Kohen Gadol. So we do by Meshichas Hashemen, and we do it by Levishas Big Day Kahuna. It's an interesting discussion that Svarim have, that in our Gemara it sounds like that the Meshichas Hashem in the secondary and is compared to Levisha, but the Meshich happens first. The Rambam seems to say the other way around. Tzarechiyin. So the Gemara says, Ketzad, how are we elevating him? How are we giving him this different status? How are we Mimana, Mechel Shem, Kohen Gadol, Ayyidei Levisha? Loi veshmoine begodim, upoishne takes him off, vechoizer veloivshan lemocher, shivas yomim, yoim acha yoim, shenemar shivas yomim, yal bishem akoin tachtov mi bonov. So the Rambam is very clear that the Levisha is, that the Levisha yal bishem, that the Levisha is the Nekuda, that's what's participating in elevating the Kohen Gadol to his new status. Ukeshem Shiri Vibigodim Shiva Kach Meshicha Vashem and Shiva Yoim Acha Yoim. And then the Rambam writes, "V'im avad koydim sheyis rabbi b'begadim kol shivim." And if he'll do the avoid of the kohen gadol before he completes the, maybe any avoid it could be, before he has, before he's gone through this process, avidosik sheira, then his avoid is kosher. Hoyil v'nisrabu ay nimshach pamachas nase kohen gadol l'chol davar. So Rambam says a two-tier din. He has the Shame Kohen Gadol the moment he puts on the big day Kohunas Kohen Gadol and the moment he has the Shemen HaMishcha. And therefore he's a Kohen Gadol L'chol Davar. He can do anything Kohen Gadol is supposed to do. He probably has all the Surim of a Kohen Gadol. All the Pturim of a Kohen Gadol. But it sounds like from the Rambam that's if he Im Avad, he shouldn't have done it. That the diuk is the case of Mishnah and the Machlagis. Rabbi Kirkus says he doesn't think it's a correct diuk. But that's the way the Rabbim shot in the Rambam. That Im Avad is b'diyeved. Nira midvarov yomim shahoya behem amshicha loy hoya oyved. So Rabbis sounds like he was not doing the avoider during the 7 days that were elevating the status of the Kohen Gadol, he was not doing the Avodah. That's how the Gemara Sari points out, I mean, we'll point it ourselves in a moment, Rashi says, Farker. Rashi is very clear. Rashi in our Gemara says, Riboy Shiva, she yishamesh Kohen Gadol, Shiva yomim ritzufim, kishememanen oisei bikuhunda gedoyla, the Yilbash Shmoyne Begodim B'Shas Avoida. Rashi says he's doing the Avoida. Rashi makes it sound like the Avoida is the Iker. And then he wears he's Marbe Begodim. Riboy Loshin Marbe Miru, he's putting on all the 8 Begodim. Shemishamish B'Shmoyne Fehedjed Ba'arba. And he only does the Kohen Gadol as 8. So it's certainly clear that that Rashi certainly holds that he's doing the Avodah during these days. Right? Again, what does it mean? Allah Lamaisa in the Yimei Miluim, the Yimei Chanukah Zvai Shlishi. So what will the Kohen Gadol be doing? Or when we have to elevate a Kohen Gadol became Tamim, became Posel, Znif, whatever. We have to elevate another Kohen Gadol. So how's that going to look? So Rambam says, so Rashi's clear he's going to be doing the Avoida of the Kohen Gadol. Sounds like with the Shemayna Begadim. And the Rambam says he's going to be set aside, he's going to be switching Begadim backwards and forwards. And it sounds like the Rabbi Limshan and the Rambam, he's not going to be doing Avoida. If he does the Avoida, it won't be possible. Reb Chaim explains the following. Reb Chaim says, why should that be such a din? Either he's a Kohen Gadol being the Kohen Avodah Kohen Gadol, or he's not a Kohen Gadol. So Reb Chaim says that he's not a Kohen Gadol. He's a Kohen Hedjet whose Avodah is with 8 Begadim. Right? That doesn't fit in the Lashon of the Rambam. So Rambam says he's a Kohen Gadol Choldover. So Reb Chaim would have to, and I'm not even sure if this is Reb Chaim, but I think that's what he's saying. That b'di'eved he can accomplish what a Kohen Gadol is supposed to accomplish. It doesn't sound like Rambam, but Reb Chaim, but the Svar is a beautiful Svar. Reb Chaim is saying that if a Kohen Hedyot wears 8 Begadim, the Avodah is possible, Avodah Psula, because he's B'Bibi Begadim. A Kohen Gadol does the Avodah with 4 Begadim, then it's Mechusa Begadim. So now I have a Kohen who is not, he's no longer a Kohen Hedjit because he wore the 8 Begadim. But he's not a Kohen Gadol because he hasn't gone through the 7 days that process the Kohen Gadol. So Ma Dinai. So Dinai is don't do Avoida. But if you did the Avoida, it's not an Avoida Birivui Begadim. You're still a Kohen Hedjit. You haven't done the 8, you haven't had the 7 days of Minoy. But you're a Kohen Hedjit who's supposed to wear 8 Begadim. You can't wear 4 Begadim. So it's Avodah with a Kohen Hedjet who's supposed to be wearing 8 Begadim. marshal, like a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, where it's four begadim. Machloek is like where those four begadim are. Four begadim. So that's a Kohen Gadol, where it's four begadim. So it's a Kohen Hedi with eight begadim. That's what Rechaim says. That's Pshat and Rambam. Again, it's in terms of the halacha, it works perfectly. The lashon of the Rambam is Hoyel v'nisrabo nimshach pamachas nasa Kohen Gadol l'chol dover. So Tzarachian, how Rechaim would fit into that lashon. Now, what's the Ravid saying? Also not so clear, right? The Ravid says, Nira midvarav, yomim shehoyo bemamshicha loy hoya oyved. Okay, that sounds pretty clear from the Rambam, even though my Krukus is otherwise, because the Rambam says that loy vishmoyne upoishton. He doesn't say loy vishva oyved, loy vishva oyved, loy vishva upoishton. Again, my Krukus says, you know, not a good deal. But that's what the Ravid learns from the Rambam. The ein ze min achochme. The Ravid says this does not sound reasonable. Okay, this big word nerd is wrong now. Doesn't sound min achochma, doesn't sound like a wise thing to be done. Okay, that doesn't sound svaridic. Ella, kisha amru, this rabba shiva, the nimshach shiva, when Chazal said that he requires ribi begodim and meshicha for 7 days, our sugya, to be inon shiva lechadchila, you require 7 lechadchila, again, our sugya, hanemile la'avoydas yom ha-kippurim, avu la'avoydas oysan yomim, la'avoydas oysan yomim. So the Rabbi learned pshat, that the Kohen Gadol, when he's preparing for Yom Kippur, so then, he lechadchila, So then we require the ribui begadim and the ribui and the mishicha, the hazah we would say, it's sorry to fit this into lashon. He requires ribui begadim and he requires mishicha, hazah really, but he still does the avoidam of a, he does the irregular avoida every single day. Hanimil avoida sema kippurim. So that means that then we say lechadchila he should have the ribui begadim. Avol la'avoidas oisan ayomim b'chol yoim oived b'shmoyne begadim. So what's avoidas oisan ayomim? Haridlim pshat. What's the oisan ayomim? Was that? Which what's the oisan yomim? Yimei meluim, the 7 days of frisha. How did you read the Ravid? You know, the days of Frisha. No? Hari Limshat? Baruch?
The Ravid is saying that the Rambam isn't talking in Kippur at all. So Osan Ayamim are on a Tuesday in Cheshvan.
So Osan Ayamim is the days of the Yimei Meluim.
No Meluim. I mean, you're Memana new Kohen
Gadol. Yeah.
Because the previous Kohen Gadol died.
Right.
So Osan Ayamim, those first 7 days.
Okay, those first 7 days of being machanach a kohen gadol.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it comes. So then the lechora the machlekes Rambam Ravid is how to learn the lechachila by the Amud of our sugya. But our sugya had a drasha and said that's lechachila, but by the Amud you don't need that din of kol shiva. What happened by the Yevet? Right. So the Rambam learned pshat that lechachila you need to have. You need to have ribui shiva to have a kohen gadol, and you need to have ribui shiva to have had the yemei amilu in beis hamikdash, and the eved if you had milu yom echad lasan lava will be good enough, but nothing to do with the avoid of those days, and therefore the Rambam's understanding of the sugya is. And this is how the verse reorganized it. I'm not sure that we're not discussing Yom Kippur Bechlal right now. We are discussing Mimamana Kohen Gadol and comparing it to the Yimei Miluim. And the way the verse reestablishes it, that I'm not sure he's saying Rashi, they understand, the Ravid understands that we're discussing Mimamana Kohen Gadol and comparing it to the din of establishing a coin for Yom Kippur. So apparently, that's how the Gemara organizes the sugya. But Lechara, what the Ravid is saying is that the only time that we required 7 days where the Kohen Gadol didn't do avoid is only by Aaron and Yemei HaMiluim, not otherwise. Otherwise, the Yemei HaMinui, the Lechachila B'di'evet, is only on being Marbe B'Gadim. It's not on his position as a Kohen. The Rambam understood that the Lechachila B'di'evet is in establishing him as a Kohen. And the Ravid understood it's Lechachila B'di'evet only on Rimi B'Gadim, but not on his purpose, his service as a Kohen. But let's look now at this Nakuda. During those days of Rivui Begadim, so the Ravid held he did a regular Avoida. And the Rambam held Lechari shouldn't be doing Avoida. And even if the Ravid is more pal, Rashi is very clear that Rashi holds he was doing that the din of Rivui Begadim is with the Avoida. The Rambam holds Rivui Begadim is a standalone din. In Rashi, again, there's a lot of beautiful speculative discussions about is it that you need the begadim to do the avoida, or you need the avoida to be mechel shem on the begadim, or you need both begadim and the avoida. Let's see, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Ribui Shiva, she yishamesh kain godol Shiva, Ribui Shiva means that he's wearing more begadim. So when Rashi explains the din of being marbe begadim, he says she yeshamish kohen gadol shiva yomim ritzufim kishememana moise bekuna gdoila v'yilbash shmoina begadim b'sha'as avoida, and he's explaining ribui v'ribui loshein marbe miruba begadimu shu meshamish b'shmoina v'hedyot ba'arba. So the din of Ribui is Marbe Begadim. But Rashi says that in order for the Ribui Begadim to be what is required to be Memana, the Kohen Gadol, it has to be Ribui Begadim while he's doing the Avoida. The Ribui Lashon Marbe, Shu Mishamish B'Shmoina V'Hedyot B'Arba. It's a little bit difficult, because Rashi and Chumash seems to say otherwise. Rashi and Chumash says, "Lemale es yodam al yedeya begodim umeslavesh bekuhuna gedoyla." But again, one could say that Rashi is being mefarish the words "lemale bam es yodam," and therefore he's not giving us the din. The lashon is al yedey begodim umeslavesh bekuhuna gedoyla. So it sounds like that this is what established him to be a Kohen Gadol. During the actual Miluah? No, because only Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Right, yeah.
That's not
in the context of Miluah. No, but this is Lechalar Lassalavi. No, also Lassalavi, no. We're talking about the big day of Kodesh Aaron, the Hill of Honor, Achman, and Moshe Bahem. Shiva's Yom Yushim HaKohen HaTachta Mibonov. So it's not talking about the Kohen Gadol right now. It is talking about Kohen Lassalavi. Yeah. So again, one could say that the begadim only are significant if they're being worn b'shas avoida. One could say you can only wear the begadim b'shas avoida with technicality, because the begadim have shatness. So if it's not b'shas avoida, you shouldn't be wearing the begadim. So these are different suggestions that have been made. But Hayotzi Mikol Zeh, what Zavir Borer, is that according to Rashi, he did the Avoida, and the Avoida somehow was connected with wearing the Big Day Kuhuna, and according to Rambam, there was no requirement to wear Big Day Kuhuna. So let's be Marchev Inyan a little bit, and how does a Kohen Hedjit become a Kohen Hedjit? Is there such a thing? Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol by minui based in Shal Ayin Aleph, and then by a process that the Torah was megala to us in the context of the Yemei Miluim and in the context of the pasuk after the Avodas Yom Kippur. The Torah was megala that a Kohen He's chosen, he's selected, and then L'chaim the Beis Din has to organize that he will put on the begadim and do the ribui and doing the mashiach for 7 days. What about a koyin hejit? So the Rambam in Klei Mikdash Dalet Aleph, a koyinim huvdalu mechlal ha-leviyim la'avodas ha-korbanos. U'mitzves aseyu la'avdil ha-koyanim u'lekodsham u'lachinam le'korban. Shenemar v'kidashtoy. There's a mitzvah that say that the koyin is a koyinim huvdalu. The koyinim are kodesh merechem imam, they are miyuchod merechem imam, they're muvdalim merechem imam, they're set aside from the other levim for avodas hakorbanos. U mitzvah say, and that's a mitzvah say, lahavdil akoyinim, ulekadsham ulachinam, to make them aware of their separateness, to make them aware that they're set aside for korbanos. V'tzorech kol adam Yisrael, it sounds like from the Rambam that the mitzvah of being setting aside a Kohen Gadol, there's no minui for a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not chosen, he's not selected, doesn't get an email, nothing. Kohen Gadol meirechem email. However, now there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah apparently is a mitzvah that we all participate in. His parents teach him that he's a Kohen. He has a special shiurim for Kohanim. So all of that is the key in the mitzvah, say, lahavdil ha-kohanim l'kohanim. Then Klal Yisrael participates. Every time we call up a Kohen for Rishon, so then we are being mekayim the mitzvah v'kidashtai, because we have a mitzvah to make sure the Kohanim is aware of his kohuna. So every time that Klal Yisrael, who every time the Kohen would finish his aliyah, they would say, Yeshekoyach Kohen. Pashas, they held that that was part of, after Birchas Kohenim. They held that was part of Tzorah Kol Odom Linoi Ben Kovid Arbe. What about the Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol is Umimanin Kohen Gadol Reish L'Kol Kohenim. Umoishkenoisai. Kohen Gadol is a minoy. He has to be set aside. The Rambam records in the balance of the Perek that there are 7 other Kohenim that get that are being mumuna by the Beis Din Lachara, whether it's the Kohen Meshuach, whether it's the Kohen Eskan Kohen, whether it's the Skan of the Skan Kohen, whether it's the Amarkalin, there are a lot, whether it's the Gizboran, all Kohenim with a separate status, and they all have a din of Sirara. And the Lachara, the Rambam writes at the bottom of, at the end of Perek Dalet, that once they're mumuna, then that minoi transfers over to the children of the Royal Lachach. So that's all part of the din of being Mamane Kohen Gadol. I thought that the Prisha might be a din of being Mamane the Kohen Gadol for the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and might be Mamane the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Asarif is a Parah, because the Lashon of the Rashi and Bezim and Aleph is by the Kohen Asarif Ladas Shuhufrasham, Kidei Lahatel Alav Avodas Pora Hakriyachatas. So the idea of Ladas, we explained, it means to keep in mind. But I wonder whether the din of Frisha is part of the din of being Memana, where there's a Minoi Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, and there's a din of Minoi Kohen Asarif Esapora. So this din of how we're Memana the Kohen Gadol, that's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, right? Then we have to explain how do we understand the machlokes Rashi Rambam, whether it's Levisha with Avodah, Levisha alone. In addition, there is this difficulty between the Rashi and Chumash and the Rashi in our Mesichta. And then there's a kasha which the Achronim raise in the Rambam. If the Rambam in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, the beginning of the Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, says there, based on the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis, the Rambam writes that when it comes to the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, Avodasei Mechanchosei, Zeh Nichnav Tachto Veinetzar V'Chinuch, the Kohen Gadol, who's going to replace the Kohen Gadol who became posel, doesn't require, he's becoming a Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. Doesn't require any special chinuch. We don't take him aside and go seven times, beg it off, beg it on, beg it off, we don't do it. There's no mashiach, there's nothing. Aber he does say mechanchosai. The avoid is mechanich. So, again, I'm not sure if it's such a powerful kasha. The ha'ora that the Rav made, b'shem Reb Chaim, is very instructive. The Rav's ha'ora was that the big day kahuna for Kohen Gadol, so they are a mitzvah on their own. But the big day arba of Kohen Gadol, they are a hechsher for the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So it's not shayach to take the Kohen aside and say, we'll do beg it on, beg it up. What are we going to do? We're going to take the four big godim of Yom Kippur, on, off, on, off. It's not shayach. Those big godim don't have a separate chalashem of being mechabed the Kohen Gadol. But they're part of the avoida. So memela, the only way that a Kohen Gadol can become a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is avodas mechan chosay. Masha'ena kain, a Kohen, during the regular course of the year, so then the begadim have a separate status. So let's explain this by going to the aside. The aside of Big Day Kahuna. There is a machlokes Rambam Ramban. Again, where are we holding the sugya? We're holding that we know there's a machlokes Rambam Rashi. It's often might be a Rambam machlokes Rambam Ravid. Whether when we're memana Kohen Gadol, are we memana him al yedei avoida, or only memana him al yedei big day kahuna and mashiachas shemen? How are we going to explain that machlekes? And then we pointed out that the Kohen Gadol, if I have a Kohen Hedget and I'm going to make him into a Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, avoidasim mechan chosay, right? And then we pointed out how are we going to explain, can we be miyashiv the Rashi, who says that it's the Levisha, which is mechanichim, but our Gemara is the Levisha and Avoida. So there is a machlekes Rambam Ramban, Rambam Rishonim, the din of Big Day Kahuna, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Rambam says, "Ushetziva koinim lilboish begodim yuchodim lachovid osef eres va'oz yavdu ba'mikdash." The Rambam has a separate mitzvah of the koinim putting on the regular koin hedjit, putting on the big day kahuna. He says that this mitzvah includes the mitzvah of big day kahuna shmeine begodim va'arba lekoin hedjit. Any kohen who does the avoda in a reduced a number of begodim, so I read say psula. So the Ramban says, mimanu shach, if there's a mitzvah to wear begodim, so there should be a mitzvah for the kohen gadol to wear shemayna. And a mitzvah kohen to wear arba, and he says even a mitzvah for a kohen to wear arba be Yom Kippur. And if they're not counted as separate mitzvah, separate entries, that's only because they are part of the avoda. They were tanai the avoda, and the Ramban over here says just like we don't count the different parts of the avoda as different mitzvahs, so and we don't count all the different conditions that are required to bring the avoda. So same thing as with begodim. The very end. So that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban is again hard to interpret. The Ramban says that it's certainly the shita of the Bahag. Rabbi Yochanan Perlo says it's certainly shita of Rabbi Nasaji Goyin. So certainly the Goyinim held this. That's clear. Exactly what the Ramban's shita is. The Ramban on Chumash sounds like the Rambam. And the Ramban at the end of his Hasogos, he says that V'omnam Das Rabbi Begodim B'Kiddush Yoyser M'chuveres Limnoisam Gam Bechlal Mitzvah Saseh. He says he likes, even though he says he concedes to the Rambam's position that they deserve to be a separate mitzvah saseh. Ki ba'avidosa mekayim mitzvah moisif al mishmar min alav. Because by doing the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna, so one is a further step away from being oive, being mechuser, begotim. Then the Ramban says, but you know, we're not going to say that I have to do the avoda be'amida, not be yeshiva. That also gives more kovet to the avoda, not a separate mitzvah. So where the Ramban lands actually is a little bit hard to understand. Again, what's clear is that the Rambam holds that there's a separate mitzvah of having big dekuna lechavet ul seferes, and then oz yad b'mikdash is a matzah to come into base of mikdash, and the bahag and the v'nisajer going, and perhaps the Ramban hold that there is not a separate mitzvah. The Ramban does not, when he lists the mitzvahs that the Rambam doesn't include, he doesn't have extra mitzvahs for big day to be kohen gadol. And he doesn't have, this is one of the mitzvahs apparently that creates a need to fill in the gap. So at the end, he does concede to counting as a mitzvah, but he understands the mitzvah to be a separable, to be a part, a hechsher mitzvah of the avodah. So Yotze Mikol Zeh is that would explain to us how the Rambam would see that the Minhag Kohen Gadol had a separate event of putting on the Big Day Kohen Gadol Mimana the Kohen Gadol. And why Rashi might be following the Shittu of the Goyim, that the Big Day Kohen Gadol, Big Day Kahuna, don't have a separate, not a separate event. They're not a separate, they're not a standalone part of the Avodah of the Kohen. And that's very reasonable. The Kohen, according to Rambam, that the big day, that there's a separate mitzvah, and the mitzvah is lechavet ul seferes, and it's true for the Kohen Hedyon, and it's true for the Kohen Gadol. So then, but the Kohen Gadol has an elevated din of chavet ul seferes. So we understand that being the mahayim and man of the kohen, separate the Kohen Gadol aside. So Kohen Hedyon is separate, doesn't require being separate. He's moved though. It's required that people accentuate and express that separateness. But Kohen Gadol, l'chayra, the Ram holds, the Kohen Gadol is a separate minoy. Kohen Gadol is a separate srara. The Kohen Gadol transfers kuna gedudu to Israel, not because he's part of the mishpacha. Part of the mishpacha become regular Kohen. So the Kohen Gadol does have a separate status that has to be Meichal, it has to be conferred. How is it conferred? So it has to be chosen by the Ayin Aleph. And then there's a process of conferring it. There's a lachatchil and a b'di'evet process. B'di'evet, if he wears the begonim once, and he has the Mashiach Hashem once, b'di'evet, he's conferred lachatchila. He's supposed to be conferred through a 7-day process. So that since the Big Day Kahuna are a standalone mitzvah, there's no reason to say that the Big Day Kahuna have to be worn b'shas avoida to confer the status of Kohen Gadol. The mitzvah of Kovid or Sephores happens without any kind of avoida. Mashena Kain, if we were to say, like the Ramban, like the Goyim, that the Big Day Kahuna not a standalone din. The Big Day Kahuna only makes sense in the context of Avodah. They're a Heksha for Avodah. So then Lechaira wouldn't make any sense to say that we put the Kohen, the Begonim, on, off. It would only make sense to say that, so even when Rashi says in the in Chumash, Al Yidei HaBegonim, it must be the Begonim Mishas Avodah, because the Begonim standalone are I don't have the bread guide to be able to figure this out. It could be a problem because they're shot in this. I don't know. But just in terms of what we do know from Rashi, she is shamish kohen gadol. If the begonim are a hechsher avoida, then when the Gemara says ribui shiva, the Gemara means ribui shiva b'shas avoida. She is shamish kohen gadol shiva yomim ritzufin kishem emanu esay bekuna. The Yilba Shmoyne Begodim, Mishas Avoida, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. So, Lechayra, this machlekes b'shanim goes back to the machlekes b'shanim. What is the din of the gunim? And that would explain that we miyashiv Rash would be a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam just says the 8 begonim of Kohen Gadol and the 4 begonim of Kohen Hedjet. Ramban says, why did he leave out the big day Yom Kippur? So that's what the Rav explained. The big day Yom Kippur, there is Tachi Hechshar Avoida. That's not, there is no separate meaning of Kohen Gadol Avoida Yom Kippur. He's the regular Kohen, he is the Kohen Gadol. And Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, the Avoida has to be done differently. And specific avodah done differently. So legabe Yom Kippur, it is taka hechsher avodah. Legabe Yom Kippur, it isn't a separate mitzvah. Doesn't even would not deserve a separate. Doesn't even deserve being mentioned in the description of the mitzvah itself. The Chreinim bring rayas for the Rambam. Rambam Shita, because there's a Gemara in probably in Zvachim, I don't know. I think at the end of Zvachim there the Gemara says that all the big dekuna are mechaper. So it's hard to say that the big dekuna are hechshar avoda. I think that's just such an eisen akasha. Certainly, according to Ramban, they have a separate standalone kiyum only b'shas avoda. But that seems to be a good raya. So again, a yosimi kol zeh, what are we able to be moitzi from our sugya? We can see from our sugya the machleik, the din, la'asad lavi me'amilu, and what's going to be the din? What Rav Losker pointed out before is that during the me'amiluim, it was zichra different, right? Everybody holds that Aaron a Kohen became a Kohen Gadol in a different way than Kohenim Gedolim later on. Because Aaron a Kohen didn't do Avodah for the first 7 days, right? So according to Rambam, there would be a similarity. But according to other Rishonim, so it would be different. So that shouldn't bother us, because that's Taka that did by Klei Mikdash. The first Klei Mikdash had Mashichas HaShemen. Subsequent Klei Mikdash is Avodas Machan Chosan. So you do see that it could be that there's a different process for starting the base of Mikdash altogether than for starting an individual Avodas. Even starting an individual when we're launching the base of Mikdash, then starting the Kohenim later on. But again, Ayyatsimi Kolzez, we a little bit of an introduction into how we're going to set aside the Kohenim in Bayis Shlishi, a little bit of an understanding that Kohen Hedyot is not a Chalashem, is not a Minoy, Kohen Gadol is a Minoy, Kohen Hedyot is not Tzrora, Kohen Gadol is Tzrora, Kohen Hedyot is a din of being Mafresh and being Makdash, Mutal Kol Yisrael, it sounds like, and a Kohen Gadol, the din of Minoy is a separate din, Kohen Hedyot, it sounds like it's La'erach Kol Yomav. There's no time when you say, become Far Mitzvah, not a separate din, when he comes Ben Chof, not a separate din. But then, to continue to set him aside. The Kohen Gadol, there is a defined period of time. He's now becoming a Kohen Gadol. He's now being Mechel Shem, now being Mufresh. So then there's a separate process. Exactly what that process is, Lechor is based on what the din of Big Dekun is altogether. So if Big Dekun are a separate mitzvah on their own, it makes sense that they're a separate part of the Minoy. But if the Big Dekun are a Hechsher for Avoida, then Lechor, it's that combination of doing the Avodah with Big Day Kahuna, that is the din of Ribui Begadim. And the Oros. Okay. Thank you very much.